If public campaign financing had a poster child, it would be Bob Milligan. Milligan ran as a Republican for Florida Comptroller in 1994 against incumbent Democrat Gerald Lewis. Lewis was better funded and more politically connected than Milligan, so Milligan turned to matching funds from the state.
We needed to raise $100,000 to get matching funds, and lo and behold, we raised $106,000. And as a result, got another $100,000 in matching funds, and that gave us enough money to get some good TV and radio in the 11th hour leading up to the general election.
Milligan ended up winning the race, and he became a prime example of how public campaign financing can vault an outsider into statewide office. The current public financing law was in the spotlight this summer during the Republican primary for governor. Millionaire Rick Scott spent an estimated $50 million to defeat Attorney General Bill McCollum. McCollum tried to tap public funds to compete with the better-funded Scott. But the Scott campaign successfully sued to block McCollum from receiving that public match. Rick Scott's campaign spokesman Joe Kilday says Scott is very, very opposed to public funding of political campaigns.
Recently, a suit was successful to end part of public financing, and he supports ending welfare for politicians, as Jeb Bush calls it, through Amendment 1.
The Scott lawsuit highlighted the weakness of Florida's existing campaign finance law. Ben Wilcox with Common Cause Florida says the current system needs to be reformed, not eliminated. He says incumbents in the Florida legislature have watered down the current system, making it ineffective.
In 2005, the legislature dramatically raised the voluntary spending limits that candidates have to agree to before they can receive any public funding. And at least in the governor's race, the spending limit went from $6 million up to like $24 million. And that really distorted the whole public campaign financing system.
Deirdre McNabb is the president of the League of Women Voters of Florida. She says in these tough economic times, Florida voters may be tempted to vote with their pocketbooks to eliminate dollar-for-dollar taxpayer matches.
Voting yes would reduce the use of state money. It would save the state money. They would not be using taxpayer funds to help pay for statewide candidate races.
Daniel Smith is a political science professor at the University of Florida. He says eliminating taxpayer matches would run against the trend elsewhere in the country. States such as North Carolina and Connecticut have in recent years added public financing laws.
Florida voters will reverse previous decisions. It's been an experiment. There are a lot of other types of public financing systems out there that other states are experimenting with that seem more equitable and fairer than what we have right now. I'm not sure it's a sustainable system, nor do I think it's an equitable system.
Experts say voters face a difficult choice on Amendment 1. Vote yes and you eliminate public campaign financing at a time when big money candidates can effectively buy an election. Vote no and keep a system in place that recent court decisions show no longer works. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sasha Cordner.